For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Hello and welcome to another episode, episode 17 of the Monday Waffle. My name is Jesse Watkins, filling in for the ever-talented Jake Batrick. Joining me in studio is Claire Durrell. Claire, lovely to have you here.
Lovely to be here.
Talking is not my forte, which is a problem for
this
us.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be an issue.
Right.
But a cracking round of football.
Both of us did terrible in the tipping. So,
terrible. I think 50-50 is passable, really.
It was a surprising round.
50-50 was like my marks in my undergrad. Like, that's high school for me, really. It's a pass mark.
Well, unlike you, Jesse, I am higher than that, so I'm not happy with 50-50.
I'm optimistic, okay? The glasses are full, okay?
All right, should we get into it?
We should get into it. So we're going to kick off with Claremont and...
Peel. Jesse's favourites.
Ugh. So this game wasn't fun for me because, like, I'll just fill you in it. Because I tip Claremont. I thought that they're getting better and that they're coming good.
I tipped Claremont as well. I rate them.
Part of me did tip against Peel just because...
You hate them.
Like, to spite them, but I've ended up spiting myself. So, yeah, that's not worked out well for me and it's cost me a tip, but... Anyway,
here we are.
Claire, tell me all about Peel and the domination that was the Thunder on Saturday.
Good game for Peel. Lots of goals across the board, really. 89 to Claremont, 67 there. A whole bunch of goal kickers, basically. I think they had about eight different guys kicking goals. Zach Clark, he had two goals, but accuracy was a bit of a problem. Two behinds as well there. But he was good across the board with 17 disposals, 18 hit-outs as well. So, yes, he was their best ruckman as well. Ugal, Haneth, Blakely, they also had two goals each. Blakely actually had 30 touches as well. So, good game for him. And Clancy Pierce, the Frio boy, 40 touches.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big game.
So they won't want to be letting him go anytime soon.
Straight back to the Dockers.
Yeah, no, probably. 40 touches and a goal. So, yeah. Usually he kicks a few more. He's usually a better goal kicker. But,
he's a goal kicker.
But seriously, if you're, you know, getting 40 touches, who really cares?
Yeah, that's true.
Claremont.
For Claremont, Neitz had 31 touches and five marks. Pretty decent game. Ledger was 26 but 11 marks, so that was quite impressive. But up forward, the big man, Kepler Bradley, former Frio Docker player, Dockers player, 15 touches, 4 goals, 1. So, solid effort there from the big man. But like you said, Claremont were completely different to Peel in that Peel had goal kickers across the board.
Yeah.
And Claremont didn't. They had Bradley kicking 4 goals, 1. And the only other one worth mentioning is Palfrey kicking 3 goals straight. That was really it. In terms of the Tigers, a bit of work to do. Still on the right track. Obviously, still tracking better than they did at the start of the season.
Mm.
But they've obviously just stalled in their progression, really. But Peel, still as unpredictable as ever.
You really can't. I never tip Peel because I just don't trust them.
Yeah, and the thing is that, like, they probably win 50-50. But, like, you just... No, you can't tip against them.
No.
Or for them. Just, I wish they had, that round they had the bye. I loved it. It's great. Just didn't have the conundrum.
I'm Dennis Cometti. If I'm listening to the Monday Waffle, then you should be too.
East Perth and the Demons. What a crackerjack of a game. Go you Royals.
Well... I'm just going to say, like, it was only by 20 goals. 20
goals.
There's only a 20-point loss, which is pretty good for Perth.
Yeah, so probably not quite as a dominant performance as you'd like to see from the Royals at this time of the season. But a win's a win's a win, and I'm taking it. I tipped them. I love them. Fantastic.
Why do you love the Royals so much?
I don't know. I got on them, like, I mean, they're my team, but, like, I've thought with this Monday Waffle thing this year, I'm going to just really get into the Royals.
Yeah. So. Good on you.
Yep.
Well done, Jess.
I'm supporting
my
team.
Tell me about the Royals.
And what is there to say about the Royals? Just comprehensive. Just fantastic skills, great team, great jersey, history. Oh, you want to know about this game?
Yeah.
Okay. Moss, number one performer in my books in terms of running through the midfield, disposals, 21. 12 marks, so really good performance from him. McInnes kicked two goals straight, 18 disposals, 8 marks, and 19 hit-outs. And then the other one was Johnson, 15 disposals, but the big one there was 38 hit-outs. 38 hit-outs, so 38 for Johnson, and then what did we say, McInnes's 19 hit-outs.
Yeah, and then over on the Perth side, 5 hit-outs altogether.
Yeah, so there's
David Johnson gets 5 hit-outs, and that is all.
There's like, a point of difference.
Man, that's a problem, though.
So, but looking at that, maybe the Royals probably should have done better
they
than they did.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
but can I ask you, because you're expert in all things Perth on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Trops, Mr. Troppiano.
Oh, lovely, Aiden.
How did he go? Because he's usually a barometer for Perth.
Yeah.
Sorry, I shouldn't say barometer, because he always performs really, really well.
Yeah, he's got sore shoulders from, you know...
Expand, please.
From holding on the rest of the team.
Oh, well done, Claire Dill.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
yeah, I mean, 34 disposals. He's just... He's a good guy for them. I just feel really sorry for him. Every week he has a good game and they just lose dramatically.
Okay. Well, they weren't dramatic this week, but tell me more about Perth.
Marshall Jones is his name. 3 goals, but like the goal kickers, they're not doing a hell of a lot else. Mm. Like Marshall Jones, I think he had like maybe 8 touches. Like that's
yeah, right. So
you know, you kind of want to see a bit more from, you know.
So if he saw a bit more ball, he'd probably see a bit, a bit more of an impact on the scoreboard.
Brennan Stack, he had a decent game, 2 goals, but also 4 behinds and
2 goals, 4 behinds.
2 goals, 4 behinds. That's such a problem. But, you know, he's their second most prominent goal kicker in the game. That's
right,
a bit disappointing, isn't it?
So,
I mean, imagine if he's got this accuracy, the whole game is completely different.
Oh, yeah.
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 We talked about Troppiano with his 34 disposals and McKenna, 30 disposals there as well. So, I mean, they're helping each other out, but, oh, God.
So, it's a long old season for the Demons.
Yes.
But
it's just, like, everything is hard when you're playing for the Demons or supporting the
Demons. Unless you're Aiden Troppiano and then you're just dominating everything.
No, that's when everything is even harder because you're trying so hard and you're doing so well and you're just not seeing anything.
Maybe he'll get the sand over Aiden, or something.
If you're listening... We feel for you.
He's a fantastic footballer, but I'm stoked that he didn't get on the board this week because, yeah, Royals, fantastic job,
well
boys.
Done.
If you're listening, well done. If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
Now, regular listeners would have noticed the absence of, you know, main man Jake Batrick. The truth is he's been on a secret mission. He's been spying on the VFL, trying to uncover their secrets. He's been over in Victoria. He's reporting back to us today. Hello, Jake Batrick.
G'day, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, mate. You love your footy so much that you've gone all the way over to Melbourne, despite the fact that you're here to cover the Monday Waffle. But how do they compare, mate? Give us a breakdown.
Look, when you say I've been covering the waffle, the VFL. God, I can't even get out of waffle mode.
I did get down
to one VFL game in my 3 weeks here.
Yep.
I saw Collingwood and Werribee just have an absolute corker of a match. So, look, it's very similar to the waffle. The VFL is very close. There's only 2 games separating 7th from 1st. So. Pretty similar to what we've got going on back home.
What we really want to know, Jake, is that they're not as good as waffle players, are they?
And you miss us.
I do. I miss the waffle. I miss the sunshine. It's bloody cold over here, and it rained a lot. So,
and their players are less skilled and much more average looking.
Well, for a taste of home, we got you to cover the game between Swans and your mighty Falcons.
Yes.
What went down?
Yeah, look, I did cover that game. I did catch a glimpse of it via the interwebs. Look, it was an absolute thriller at Steel Blue Oval. West Perth flew out of the box. They kicked the first 2 goals of the game. The Black Ducks drew level late just before half-time. And then throughout the third term, the arm wrestle continued. And Aiden Lynch scored a goal at the 12-minute mark of the final quarter to put the Falcons 10 points in front. But, guys, the best name in the waffle, Rudy Riddoch, and his teammate, Joel Hutton, booted Majors to put the Swans in front for the first time in the game, and the Swannies held on for a thrilling two-point win and a much-needed one for the Swans.
So how's the ladder looking? West Perth still sitting in second spot?
Yes, that's right. Well, Subi, the all-conquering Subi, are in first
Count
position.
The Lions.
12-2 on 48 points. And then West Perth and Peel and Swans and South Freo occupy the next four positions, all on... Sorry, I'm going to do that again because they're not on 36 points. And West Perth and Peel occupy second position. They're on 36 points. However, West Perth have a game in hand on Peel, which are in third. And then Swan Districts and South Freo round out the top five on 32 points. So we're starting to see a bit of a gap now between the bottom half of the table and the top half. So looks like we can pretty much lock in, I reckon. I'm going to call it early. Lock in the top five for the rest of the year.
You reckon? So you're riding off East Perth, eh, mate?
Yeah, look, East Perth, they're just not getting it done when they need to. I think they had a win on the weekend, didn't they?
Yeah, mate, absolute class. Yeah.
But it was over Perth.
Quality football side. Well, I mean, you can only play, you can only perform against who you're playing against, all right? Everyone's got to play everyone. And I think East Perth did what they needed to do. All right, you can only play what's in front of you.
There's still time for the Royals. They're only a game outside the top five, so... But everyone would have thought they would be in the top five by now, so a little bit worrying, but give it time.
Beautiful. So, Jake, you're going to be back next week. We're looking forward to your company. We've missed you.
Yeah, mate, it's an absolute shocker of a show with me in the front, the driver's seat here, and we're lucky just to have the glimpse of you on the show this week.
If you like footy, you'll love us. It's the Monday Waffle.
The final derby of the 2015 Waffle season saw South Fremantle face off against East Fremantle at Adams Stadium, and the Bulldogs took out the win 10-12-72 to 9-10-64. The Dogs kicked the first four goals of the last quarter to secure a crucial win, seeing them replace Claremont in fifth position on the Waffle ladder, while also winning their sixth straight match at East Fremantle Oval. Their forward line looked vastly more potent than in previous weeks, with Josh Pullman returning from injury and the injection of debutant Callum Archie and usual ruckman Brock Higgins. Ashton and Carl Hams both had massive afternoons for the Bulldogs, with the former finishing with 37 possessions, 9 marks, 7 inside 50s and 4 tackles, and the latter 32 disposals, 8 marks, 5 tackles, 2 inside 50s and a goal. Hayden Schloyth spent more time in the midfield for the first time since returning from his ankle injury to have a nice 27 possessions, 8 marks and 5 tackles. Brock O'Brien loomed as the potential match winner for East Fremantle, playing at full forward and finishing with an impressive 4 goals, 4 behinds, 21 possessions and 8 marks. But in the end, just did not get enough support with no other Sharks players able to secure multiple goals. Their midfield did again work hard though, led by Liam Anthony, who finished with 35 possessions, 6 marks and 4 tackles. It did however take 12 minutes for the game's first goal to come, and it was courtesy of East Fremantle skipper Rory O'Brien. This was Josephine McDonald for the Monday Waffle.
From the studios of ECU, you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
All right, it is that time. It's time to get your tips out.
Never stops being funny.
It's never not hilarious.
Nothing has changed this week. The ladder sits exactly as it did last time, with Josh on the top, very firmly up there with 45 points, followed by myself and Jake on 39. Down the bottom, we've got Mark, because he never tips. 31. Yeah. He got one this week. Right. It's just terrible. everyone has decided to be very creative with their tips. So instead of tipping Claremont, we're tipping Tiggers. Instead of tipping South Fremantle, we're tipping Woofers.
Woofers.
Yeah.
I like Pooh Bear's friend. That was mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done, Jesse Watkins.
Tigger. Yeah.
You are such a comedian.
Stop.
Yeah, not much has changed. Nicole and Jared did the best this round. They both got 3 from 4. Don't know how Nicole did that because she just... takes a stab in the dark, asks the magic eight ball and, you know,
right.
did
so
well
Nicole,
this week.
If you hear this, Claire does not rate you as a tipster.
Well, you know, as second on the ladder, I feel like I have a certain pull here.
Oh, right. So you've got tickets on yourself. Fantastic.
That's pretty much it.
Well, so everyone had a fairly average round, really.
Pretty much.
Okay, well, I'm glad because I only got two and that seems to be manageable. So that wraps up the show for us this week, Claire. Thanks for joining us.
All done.
Done and dusted. You'll be back with Jake Batrick next week. So everyone tune in for the return of the great man and whoever is lucky to sit in the studio with him.
After his stint in Melbourne.
Yeah, he's ever so footier. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.